All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and it's Friday night here in Sydney, Australia. Great to have you plugged in, on board with me. Always good to be here. Thanks for listening. Got a few things to cover in regards to the fires in New South Wales tonight, and a few other things. But sometimes material presents itself and just pops up out of nowhere all the time. So always things popping up in my news feeds and things that I find interesting. And this one popped up just tonight, and I was reading through it. I just couldn't believe it. It's been happening a lot, actually. Just security things in and around children and stuff. And so this was a disturbing moment. A girl, 8-year-old girl, is harassed in her bedroom after security camera hacking. So there's this footage shows a hacker harassing an 8-year-old girl through a family security camera installed in the corner of her bedroom. The girl, Alyssa, was shown walking into her empty bedroom on December the 4th after hearing strange music playing, when the man's voice began encouraging her to swear and damage her belongings, according to the Washington Post. When the confused girl asked who the man is, he responds saying, "I'm your best friend." And at one point, he even tells her he is Santa Claus. This guy's a real idiot. The anonymous man hacked into the family's Ring internal security camera, which they initially bought for their three daughters' room inside their Mississippi home for peace of mind. But the disturbing exchange left the parents even more distressed than they were to begin with, particularly given the nature of the man's language. So for several minutes, he repeatedly directed racial slurs at Alyssa and continually tried to persuade her to misbehave. The little girl stood there confused, asking the man who he was, at one point yelling out for her mummy. So this idiot hacked into the little girl's room via the security cameras in the house, and he could see the child as well. Just mocking her, so really unbelievable. Have a listen to this little bit of audio footage from the clip.
Go stay with me.
The little girl's walking
come
into
on,
the
girl,
room now.
Come on, girl, stay with me. I'm your best friend. You can do whatever you want right now.
You're a fucking idiot, mate.
You can mess up your room. You can break
scumbag.
Your TV. You can do whatever
scumbag.
You want.
He's looking at the girl in the room. She doesn't know what's going on.
Come on, can you say the magic word?
Who is that?
I'm your best friend. I'm Santa Claus.
Mommy.
I'm Santa Claus. Don't you want to be my best friend?
See, that's creepy to the max, right? So there you go. Yeah. So God knows who these people are, what this guy's playing at. Probably just clowns who think they're really funny because they can hack into families' homes, maybe through the Wi-Fi or something like that, through the security systems, and watch the kids in the bedroom. So you think that you're getting a security system and you're going to be safe, but there you go. That's pretty pretty scary indeed. And people are always installing these Google Homes and everything into their house, and they know they're being monitored and watched, and they continue to do it. So that was like a really really creepy thing that popped up tonight that I thought I would share. It just shows you what's going on, how easy it. That guy sounds like a real moron. So he thinks it's funny, maybe, and that he's done that. God knows, though. So that guy needs to be strung up by his balls. My goodness, unbelievable, isn't it? Incredible. Now, just a few issues here, stories I was looking at. I haven't had time to plug in to do the podcast. It's just so much overwhelming information. But I saw this just looking at the Australian fire catastrophe going on right now, especially in New South Wales. It was from ABC Central Coast. And so firefighters or fireys have asked for help, and they've set up a fund page on Facebook for equipment. And so Joe Arena, the treasurer of the Copacabana Rural Fire Brigade, which is just north of Sydney, has turned to crowdfunding on Facebook to help buy essential firefighting masks. He says the brigade has been manning three trucks on rotating shifts for the last 2 weeks to fight the Hawkesbury and Central Coast sections of the mega fire, while also sending members north over the last 3 months. Our brigade has been desperately trying to protect homes, which they have, and property, which they have. They're completely exhausted, which they are, and I'm horrified to say this, using New South Wales Rural Forest Service issued dust masks to protect our airways. It's just not good. They're saying that the brigade is currently fundraising so that we can purchase and maintain P3 masks, similar to the mask they show in the picture there. Pro mask, twin full face respirator, ready pack for 8 members, one for every seat on our heavily used bush trucks. And I saw that, I was like, my God, that's pretty incredible. And so lots of comments coming here, and one of the comments, and this is on the ABC Central Coast Facebook page, says here, McMaster Beach, which is just north of Sydney, RFS are using dampened cloth nappies wrapped around their faces. Someone here said, do you have any photos of this or more information on it? Wet nappies they're putting on their faces. Oh boy, so this is the fire service people fighting these fires out there, risking their lives, having to go to get crowdfunding on Facebook to get some masks. Can you believe that? God, that's disgusting, isn't it? And now, so this is related to New South Wales firefighters out there fighting probably the worst fires in this country's history. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this week, the smoke was almost unbearable. It was absolutely choking in Sydney. It was terrible. Coughing. I'm still recovering from it. A lot of people are sick. It was really shocking conditions. And these guys are out there risking their lives battling these fires. And really amazing. And that they've got to beg to get a few masks. So it's incredible. Now, I hate even talking about this woman. I can't stand looking at this woman. This woman annoys the absolute living hell out of me. But I have to go through these articles. This is looking at New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. That's the fake actor who calls herself the Premier of New South Wales. They're all actors. It's a joke. It's a game. This person's not a premier. They're just an actor. And so on top of this, of the firefighters in New South Wales begging for face masks to protect themselves from the smoke, Gladys, who cares more about the New Year's Eve Sydney fireworks and making sure that they go off without any issues. So this was from Double Bay Today. So breaking news, Premier urges firefighters to be cautious with their water usage. And this one I saved just a couple of days ago. I couldn't believe it. So this idiot fool, this clown, this stupid woman who calls herself the New South Wales Premier has issued a very stern warning to the state's firefighters. Please be cautious with your water usage, says Gladys Berejiklian. Ensure hose water is used efficiently. And don't leave any hoses unattended. She's talking to them like children. Level 1 water restrictions were introduced in June to protect Sydney's water supply from drought conditions. Let's not forget about our farmers who are doing it tough, says the Premier. We've seen some of the lowest inflows to our dams since the 1940s. So this comes as 1,500 firefighters battle several blazes in the state's north, which have so far killed 3 people. So she's saying that we need to have a look at our water consumption and for the firefighters not to use too much water to fight the fires out there. So of course here critics lashed out at this idiot woman's comments. And I love this comment here. So her priorities are completely out of whack, says Mark Gleason of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. She has got no fucking idea what she is on about. So that was a great comment. They actually said that too in this report. She has fucking no idea. What a stupid woman this is. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? I mean, there's the... Oh man, I'm on the ground here. I'm seeing what these poor firefighters are doing. I mean, you see some of these videos where you just think, my God, they got this pissy amount of water. Trying to put these monstrous fires out. And you just think, my God, just pack up and go. There's no way that you can fight these fires, you know. They're out there away from their families. They're out there risking their lives on the front line trying to put these fires out. And here's this idiot woman. You know, this stupid, idiot moron telling these firefighters to watch their water usage. Can you believe that? It's not even a slap in the face. It's just one of the most disgraceful comments I've ever heard in my life. It's just unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable is that the people just keep putting up with these stupid actors. It's really unbelievable. How can we put up with these people? It's incredible. It just shows you this woman has no care in the world for these firefighters, all these fires. You know, if we look at the fast rail networks that are planned, you know, to go through here, you know, I mean, these firefighters, they're just... you know, they're just part of the plan there, you know. Nature isn't needed in these parts of the country. You know, people aren't needed who live there. Farms aren't needed. Communities aren't needed. They're just going to burn it all away. And so now we have all these tools coming out and protesting in Sydney and everywhere. All around the country, I guess, they're absolutely everywhere protesting about the climate change. They're blaming the fires on climate change, even though that these were deliberately lit. It's because of the sun, and it's climate change. So the Extinction Rebellion paid shill morons are out, you know, waving their flags around. So here we go. And if we could just look at this and put the fast rail network that's going to be going through these areas that we've been exposing on this show so much, if we just put that aside and we look at climate change, it's really important. There's a big meeting going on, I think, in Chile now, over there in South America at the moment with this. The United Nations are all up in arms. All their feathers are ruffled. They're peeing their pants over this, and they want action now. And so if you look at Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, you know, that can't happen without climate change. It just goes out the window without climate change. They need the public to buy into climate change. And I can't really see that it's been happening in this country. I really can't. I think that everywhere I look, in regards to climate change, people seem to be making fun of it. They've been making fun of Al Gore and his ridiculous movies for years. Now they're all making fun of Greta and all these crusaders. They're making fun of it. And also you're getting all this incredible information coming out all over the place, and not just in the you know, the alternative media, but absolutely everywhere you look, you're getting all this incredible information basically on how all this climate change, you know, is just rubbish. It's just garbage. So I pulled this one up from Humans Are Free. He's still got his website up and running, which is good. I think he's been taken down from Facebook and others, but you can still find that website, Humans Are Free. And this was climatologist Dr. Tim Ball sets the record straight on the deliberate deception to demonize CO2. And this is a really good article, just looking at all this. And it's a complex article, but it's up on the CRAS files. I can't go through it now, but please read that, because it's really interesting in regards to how they're spinning things and the lies and manipulation behind this. So that's just one that came out. They got no facts or measures or data or anything to back up anything they say looking at climate change. So it's just fear-mongering. But I look at climate change and I think, man, they're getting really desperate to implement this now. You know, and I think with the UN, they're putting their feet down. They're putting their feet down, and they're saying to Australia, you know, time's up, you need to start implementing this. So they're starting to force it through. But I think the fires in Australia were really needed, and as I've always said, we're a testing case here. We get tested on, and then they roll it out to the rest of the world. But I think we needed these fires in Australia to get this stuff through, and I think now it's coming. And I'm telling people who are listening to this, especially if you're in Australia, you just wait till these fires settle down. Some of these fires could burn for years, I don't even know. But as we go into the new year and into next winter, and people have forgotten about all this, and everyone moves on with their lives, you watch the whole string of new draconian rules and measures and laws that are going to start being implemented onto every single one of us, what we can and can't do, because of all in the name of climate change. It's all coming, man. They've got a massive conga line of these government rules, nanny state rules, you know, and new laws are just waiting to be implemented into this country. And, you know, the people in general just haven't been interested in climate change, and they haven't been buying it. So now they will, with these fires. And I think that most people now will buy the climate change hoax after these fires, and they're going to feel guilty, and they're going to think, we should have done something earlier to stop these fires. If we had have acted earlier, then we could have stopped them. And so some more worrying news as well that popped up, that kind of went under the radar, and I don't think I put it up on the website. I'll just get a couple up here that I noticed in the week. This one is from Mr. Malcolm Turnbull. Talk about our prime ministers being actors, right? What was there? There's Malcolm Turnbull, now there's ScoMo, there was Julia Gillard, there was Kevin Rudd. So many. God knows how many prime ministers we've had. Tony Abbott. They just keep switching these prime ministers. So this guy was a real clumsy jerk. He really was, this prick. He's a playboy millionaire, rich prick. This guy's a clown, and he's decided to put his toe back in the pool with, you know, in regards to climate change. And he's come out on something that caught my eye here. Malcolm Turnbull, who's the former Prime Minister of Australia, is saying that this is now a national security issue. The bushfire crisis. So Malcolm Turnbull has called on the new Scott Morrison government to step up its response to the catastrophic bushfires, fueled, of course, Malcolm, by climate change, declaring that emergency management in Australia needs to be restructured because the threat is now a national security issue. Very interesting, huh? So he's saying that these fires are a national security issue and climate change is a national security issue. So this brings in a whole nother ballgame, doesn't it? You can see where they're going to go here. So this is not looking good for us or our country. I can't really see a positive way out of this when they're talking like this. sorry, and just now, just looking for something to link up here, I've just found a new article here. No, I do not want you to spy on me. Far out, these papers. This is from The Guardian. So this is what I was talking about before. So now they're warning volunteer firefighters in Australia. They have been warned not to crowdfund for equipment. So exclusive RFS Deputy Commissioner tells New South Wales brigade leaders of its concern over volunteers fundraising online for protective masks without the appropriate authority. So the rural fire service members have been warned about crowdfunding for protective masks without the appropriate authority amid concerns about resourcing levels and for the state's firefighters. So as these poor fire crews who are exhausted battle more than 100 fires, and these are monsters, across New South Wales, volunteers have been warned by the organisation's leadership against using social media to crowdfund for equipment. Anyone getting an idea here that this is done on purpose? No, it's just, they've set this all up to do it on purpose. So there you go. That's just about the story that I was reading. This is just new, it's just popped up here, but it's just talking as well that these firefighters are exhausted. And they don't have the proper equipment. They're bringing in people from Canada now. This is Australia. I mean, you would think, my God, it's 2020 next year, and they're sitting out there, these poor firefighters, with not the right equipment, with these hoses, splashing this water on these monster fires on steroids. And you're thinking, isn't there a better way? Shouldn't we have better equipment in this country to be fighting these fires? I mean, it's almost like primitive. And so in line with those comments from Australia, from this jerk, I looked up this one again from Humans Are Free about the global warming hoax, and found a few of these, so I've been able to certify it. So Danish academic talking about UN might use military to enforce climate agenda. The United Nations may resort to military action against states that defy its mandates on global warming action or global climate action, according to Ollie Waver, a prominent international relations professor at the University of Copenhagen. In an interview with the ABC News in Australia, so this guy's here, Professor Waver, cautions that what he sees as climate in action might draw the UN into considering other means to ensure its goals are met, even if that leads to global armed conflict. Professor Waver says more resistance to change could potentially threaten democracy, although the UN would counter that the end justified the means in much the same way countries like Greece had their debt crisis solutions forced on them by European Union bureaucrats in Brussels and Stansburg. Let me highlight this because there's some important stuff in this article, and he's in Australia as well And this is the language they're using. So the United Nations Security Council could, in principle, tomorrow decide that climate change is a threat to international peace and security, he said. And then it's within their scope, I guess, to decide. And you are doing this, you are doing this, you are doing this, this is how you will do it. He believes classifying climate change as a security issue could leave the door open to more extreme policy responses. Interesting. And this is how the government are speaking here as well, the fake government. So they're saying this is a matter of urgency, and if there was something that was decided internationally by some more centralized procedure, and every country in the world was told, this is your emission target, it's not negotiable, we can actually take military measures if you don't fulfill it, then you would basically have to get that down the throat of your population, whether they like it or not. So you go, there's the United Nations and the big bankers and the big companies, big industry setting these targets. And if you as a country, if you don't abide by these new rules, if the people don't, it's going to be forced on you whether you like it or not. It's going to be shoved down your throat, and they will take military discipline against you if you don't do what they tell you to do. Looking at climate change. So that was pretty crazy here. So the COP, this is the COP25, if people have looked into this, it's going on in Chile, in South America. So the COP25 will consider a wide agenda of global action, including implementing taxes. Of course, they're going to implement more taxes on you. You're going to have to work until you're 90. Then they're just going to strip everything from us. On developed countries, so that's Australia, to transfer wealth to nations dealing with the cost of drought, floods and superstorms made worse by rising temperatures. Oh, it's just absolutely incredible, isn't it? But that's a couple of interesting things, isn't it, that that have come out. There you go. This guy's talking about they're not ruling out military action against countries who don't toe the line. And here I am saying right now, in line with what this guy's saying, Malcolm Turnbull, former Prime Minister, saying that the bushfires and global warming, because the bushfires are caused by global warming, this is now a national security issue. So when it becomes a national security issue, that's when they can implement the harsh rules and regulations into the nanny state. And imagine how much this is going to change our lives. Try to think about it for a sec. All the millions of different rules, all the millions of different laws they're going to be able to bring in. I mean, it's going to be absolutely crazy what they can do. It's going to affect everything that we do. Everything, you know, just working, walking, eating, drinking, everything's going to be monitored. We won't be able to take a pee without their permission. You know, are you going to be able to drive a car that's more than 5 years old? Are you going to have to get into these new driverless cars like Google have developed? Will you be allowed to drive a car? You won't be allowed to drive a car in the cities anymore. And if you do, have to pay taxes. You have to pay fees. You'll have to pay fees for how many kilometers you do. You'll have to have certain cars, new cars, or you won't be able to drive a car. Everything's going to be more expensive. Fuel, getting a driver's license, the cost of insuring your car, all of this stuff, until you just don't want a car. Same as what they've done with cigarettes. They just, until you just give up. People just won't have a car anymore because it's just going to be too expensive. It's going to come down to travel. It's going to come down to everything that you do, what you have in your house, you know, your white goods, your fridges, your stoves, anything that uses electricity will have to be what they say it has to. It'll all be the smart technology. They'll be spying on everything you do. They'll be spying on your rubbish. It's going to come right down to the line. Your kids, you, everything. They are going to be in your lives more than they have ever been. Everything, right down to the smallest little Nail is going to be completely controlled by these people and their rules and their regulations. It's going to be a massive headache, a spider's web of this stuff that's going to be implemented in this country, and they're testing on as well, and they're going to roll it out. I'm telling you, these fires have unleashed the gates of hell if we look at climate change madness, and they're going to bring it in. I think the time's up. There's no more negotiations, there's no more making fun of it, there's no more telling the people that this is climate change. They're going to implement it now. And I don't think we have any chance out here. I think they're just going to do it. You know, and whether you like it or not, it's going to get rammed down your throat. Your kids are going to get so brainwashed in school that you won't believe it. Everything's going to change in this country. I know it. And it's that they get, have these ideas for these smart cities and smart rail and push everybody off the land. They're starving people off the land. The droughts are absolutely terrible. I don't know how much longer our farmers can even take it in this country. I mean, this how much longer are they going to be able to stay in Queensland in these areas and graze all these cattle? It's just not going to happen. People will be forced out, and they're going to be forced into smart cities. You know, that idea that of growing up and living in the country will be gone. The days of that are going to be gone. You will be starved out of these country areas. There's just no way. Smart cities will be put there in areas along the coastal routes and inland, wherever they need to put them, and you'll have to go there. Self-sufficiency is no longer the idea, man. You know, you will be told, and you will be given your little share, and that's it. You know, it's another good article from the same website. More proof: eco-activism is becoming a religion. NBC has online booth where you can confess your climate sins. Do you want to save the planet but can't overcome your addiction to steak and air travel? NBC has put out a call for climate confessions, allowing viewers to unburden themselves of their first world problems anonymously. Anyone concerned about their failure to do their part in preventing climate change can confess their sins to NBC on one of six categories: plastics, meat, energy, transportation, paper, and food waste. Previous visitors' climate sins and posted anonymously in case you need inspiration or can't remember how you last violated the trust of Mother Nature. Yeah, this is what's happening, you know. Eco-activism and the climate change lunatics, it's becoming a new religion. And they're all flooding the streets in Sydney because they think that climate change is causing the bushfires. And they're out in force, and this is their ticket. You know, this is what they've all been waiting for, because they're a laughing stock. People have been laughing at them and making fun of them, and no one's buying climate change. Well, now you're going to buy it because of the fires. They really needed these fires. This has been coming. This has been planned. These fires are planned. These fires aren't because of climate change. They're done on purpose. And there's a whole situation here that people are failing to see. So it's not just the smart rails going in, but it's to make the public buy climate change. And when the public buy climate change, whether they like it or not, and it gets implemented right down to the level, right down to a personal level, then the Agenda 2030 and smart cities and everything can be interwoven around that. But climate change is the heartbeat of Agenda 2030, and they need it all to interconnect, or they can't get it through. So they can't have people on Facebook and YouTube and people like me or whatever making fun of climate activists and climate change. They need you to buy it, and you're going to. Still on this article. Yeah, so as criticism of the green movement increasingly points out its cultish aspects, NBC's online confessional is providing some quality ammunition. But it's not the only element of the green movement that has religious underpins. Carbon offsets are a little more than a 21st century version of the papal indulgences purchased by wealthy sinners to offset their evil deeds and grant them entry into heaven. The trend towards consuming flavorless sludge like soylent and insect-based foods to save the planet by punishing one's own taste buds is reminiscent of those medieval religions and devotees who wore hair shirts to mortify their flesh. So I've seen cricket powder in the supermarkets recently. I don't know if people have seen that. You can find it in Woolworths. You know, they've got cricket powder. That's what they want you to eat, crickets. Now, to save the world. Well, these rich pricks and the big banking families and these people who run these corporations sit up there and live in the lap of luxury. They want us to eat insects. So in Sweden and other parts of Europe, Americans are told people are already avoiding air travel, lest they be accused of hogging more than their fair share of carbon emissions. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio has officially excused kids from school next Friday, so long as they participate in the climate strike. So these are all these climate strikes and funded by, you know, millionaires like George Soros. So the money's coming into these people who run these things, and they just get all the stupid people and gullible people on board, and they go with it. So we've got these extremist groups now operating in Australia. They're domestic terrorists. That's what they are, and they need to be locked up. Extinction Rebellion, is that them? They come out after the fires. So they're using the fires, see? They're being funded. They're being paid by criminals, and they're criminals themselves. They're domestic terrorists, and they're going to be out everywhere. You're just not going to be able to escape this thing. It's like the LGBTQ movement, you know? It was just an avalanche. It was just, it's just, you can't escape it. So you just got to go walk your own way and understand this system, understand, so you can try and find a way out for yourself as an individual, because it's getting crazy. But he's just mad, isn't it, all this stuff going on? And again, here, this is what I was talking about with the new draconian measures coming out. So the IMF... the big bankers, the world needs massive carbon tax to limit climate change. So they need your money to stop climate change. So a global agreement to make fossil fuel burning more expensive is urgent and the most efficient way of fighting climate change, says the International Monetary Fund. So the group found that a global tax of $75 per ton by the year 2030 could limit the planet's warming to 2 degrees Celsius, 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or roughly double what it is now. That would greatly increase the price of fossil fuel-based energy, especially from the burning of coal, but economic disruption would be offset by routing the money raised straight back to citizens. Sure, if you compare the average level of the carbon tax today, which is $2 a ton, to where we need to be, it's a quantum leap, said Paolo Moreau, deputy director of the Fiscal Affairs Department at the IMF. So the human-caused climate change is a hoax to justify the transformation of global society. Don't fall for it. Yeah, this is a massive change coming. So it's an absolute hoax indeed. This was another good one I missed. Dutch farmers stage new revolt against climate change restrictions. So sick of being lectured by middle-class city dwellers who have two plants on their balconies. Farmers in the Netherlands are staging a new revolt against restrictions on livestock related to climate change, with one telling the state broadcaster how he is sick of being lectured about nature by middle-class city dwellers who have two plants on their balconies. Well, this is true. These are little goody two-shoes whingers that live in the cities, you see. It's unbelievable. I want everybody to feel guilty about climate change. While they drive around in their cars and use their iPods and their iPads and they travel in planes and all of this, they want to restrict all of us. You can see here in these stories, and there's just so many of them, it's really going to crush these farmers as well. I mean, when these new climate change restrictions, these new laws come into power after these fires in Australia, I'm predicting right now an avalanche. The fires are continuing. We're obviously in summer in Australia now, so they're going to continue and it's going to go on into the new year, but it will die down and people will slowly start to go back to normal and they'll forget about this. And I am predicting a massive onslaught of new rules and regulations. You just watch. If you're in Australia and you're on the ground, you just keep your eye on the media, you keep your eye on the government, the fake government, and you have a look at all these new climate change restrictions that are going to come in and affect every single one of us to everything that we do in our lives. It's really going to be remarkable. And this has been the key. This is what they've needed. This is their 9/11. They need this. And they've got it. And as I said before, I think that most people now who didn't before will buy climate change because of the fires, because it's just scared a lot of people. It's pretty frightening and it scared them. And I think they'll be pushed into buying all of this and they'll want change as well. And I think they'll be happy to give up their freedoms and their liberties and they'll be prepared to accept these new draconian measures in order to save the planet and not have these fires happen again. So that's all that's happening. It's like, Australia really needs to fall into line right now. We need these new climate change restrictions and these new laws to be brought into effect. You're not moving fast enough, so we're going to burn you, you know. And that's not even looking at the fast rail. I mean, they're just going to burn us. They're going to burn us out. They're going to burn you. It's just like, that's what we can do to you. You know, take that. You will do what we tell you to do, and you will fall into line. It's coming. Man, the future's going to be different. It's going to be so, so, so different. And I look around me and I think, well, most people want it. Most people want it, you know. I don't know. I don't have a solution at the moment. I don't have a solution to how we can beat this system and the media and everything like that. Because you get up any morning. If you have a TV in your house, you get up every morning and you turn on any channel in Australia, you know, right through all the channels, and you have a look at all these morning breakfast shows, and they got food, they got entertainment, they got guests, they've got poses, they've got panels, they've got news, they've got sport, weather, they've got celebrity gossip, they've got music, they've got people phoning in to win prizes, they've got the glossy sets, they're funded by the big corporations who own the networks. They're all wobbling their heads, they're all acting like they're your friend, they're all acting like they're on your side. Every single channel has these people, and it's just the mainstream news. I mean, millions of people just buy into it, you know. Millions of people turn on these morning breakfast radio shows all around the country. And how do I get on there? Do I make boob jokes? Do I make fart noises? I don't know. Do I talk like an idiot, like these guys do on these shows? They talk like they've had half their, or most of their brains taken out. Or they've been kicked in the head too many times, you know. And they just talk about nonsense. All these shows are the same, and people just lap it up. They can't get enough, and it's just getting dumber and dumber as things go on. And I don't know. I'll talk to Corey about it on a future podcast, but I don't know how, as a real truther, I can find a positive way out of this, other than just connecting with like-minded people who think the same, and we can try and find a better way to move through this individually and together, link up with ideas and information, and just stay connected. But It's full on, and so that's what I wanted to just cover tonight. Just looking at some of the comments, mostly that were just made there by the Premier of New South Wales, telling firefighters not to use too much water. You know, when they're out there risking their lives. Can you believe that? I mean, that was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever read. And this shows that these people are not, they're out of touch. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no soul. They have no respect. They don't give a shit about any of us. And they certainly don't give a shit about these firefighters fighting these fires. They couldn't give a stuff. This woman just cares about the New Year's Eve fireworks in Sydney that they go off. It's unbelievable. This woman's spending millions, hundreds of millions, you know, on building these new sports stadiums, and these poor firefighters are begging to get a mask. And then she's telling him, "What's your water usage?" She's talking with them like children. What a disgusting toilet rat. What a disgusting human being this. And also a more important information that's popped up that I no one's really talked about. I missed some of these about the fires and climate change now being a national security issue. And then this clown over here in Australia saying that you know, military action could be taken by NATO to enforce this if countries aren't towing the line. So I think we're getting into 2020, Agenda 2030. If we look at that, it's barely 10 years away. They're enforcing this now. You've had your fun. Now we're gonna smash it over your head, and there's not much that you can do. And with something so serious like these fires, I mean, we've had fires before, but you can see they're really, really pushing this climate change now. And just watch how crazy it gets. Just watch how mad this gets. They are going to go bananas with this. But those were the critical articles anyway that I found today. I thought they were really important to bring up. It's now being forced as a national security issue. So what comes from that? What's next? Are they going to lock you up because you deny climate change? Is it going to get... are things about to get really serious? Well, we'll see. And so I'll just keep saving these stories and keep going through them as they pop up to do these podcasts, just cover the latest. I know some listeners out there will be busy and have family as well. Thanks for the members for plugging in. It really helps. This eats away at your life. I have a family too, and you know, it's hard, and just keeping my website up and running and everything functioning, just the little shout of basically a coffee, $5 Australian, really just incrementally helps me to plug away. And I've just put some little links up on the website recently, but that costs me, you know, and I've got more costs coming up next year. So I hope to just keep the website up and continuing. And thanks so much for the members' support, as always. And I hope you are enjoying the shows. And contact me if you have anything you want to let me know about, or any links or articles. Put them in the chat room. That's why I put it there in the members area. You know, you can put links there as well, you know, just articles, and I'll click on them and save them if you want me to discuss it or anything like that. So thanks for listening. I'll be plugging out, and chat again soon.